This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to speak by phone to Vince Lamb, the chair of the Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition. The Brevard Indian River Lagoon Coalition and the Clean Water Coalition jointly put together a survey that was conducted by Florida Atlantic University. You want to tell us a little bit about the survey?
The deal here is that we have this nice half-cent sales tax in Brevard County for restoring the Indian River Lagoon. And it would be wonderful if that was all that we needed. But we already know that there are things beyond the project scope of the Save Our Lagoon activity being done by Brevard County that are not going to be funded by the half-cent sales tax. So we were looking for other ways of getting funding, particularly some other ways of getting funding through the state of Florida. One of the ideas that came up was going back to our water management districts have some fees that appear on everybody's tax bill. And our thought was that during the Governor Scott administration, after the Great Recession, those fees had been greatly reduced. We're looking as a source for water projects to restore $1.59 per residence average to restore those fees in a pretty small amount that would collectively then produce $160 million a year for water projects.
And it wouldn't be a tremendous increase.
We would partially be going back to what it was before. We'd be restoring less than half of that.
Without going through all the details of the survey, basically you found out that people are very concerned with the water quality and they're willing to pay that tax.
Florida Atlantic did what was effectively a statewide poll. So they found people to contact that represent the demographics of the state of Florida. I think it was 1,200 people, and they were geographically scattered around the state. So we wanted to do a statewide poll, and that's exactly what Florida Atlantic did. 1,200 people that represent the demographics of the state of Florida. Fundamentally, they asked them, do you believe the government should be doing more to clean up our waters? That was greater than 80% felt that. Of course, the big question is, who's going to pay for this? And that's where actually the poll question was, would you be willing to pay $2 a month to clean up the waters of the state of Florida? We got 62% that indicated that they would be willing to pay $2 a month. $2 a month, we got 62%, very high number, and we're happy with that. And basically, we can accomplish what we want to accomplish with $1.59 a month. So,
what's the next step?
These fees are set by the Water Management District Boards. So we are in a communications process of sending the information about the poll and about the concept to all the members of Water Management District Boards of Governors around the state right now. We're reaching out to contact the governor's office. Senator Mayfield is being tremendously helpful to us with this. She has offered to get us an appointment with the governor's chief policy person, but we have to wait a little while until we're in decline on the coronavirus. Even though it doesn't require legislative action on that, we want them on board.
Right.
Another point that I would make right now is because of the coronavirus and its impact on Florida's economy, and particularly it's going to impact the half-cent sales tax because approximately 30% of the half-cent sales tax is paid by tourists, and we pretty much have no tourists right now. So the funding for cleaning up the lagoon is going to take a hit. It's not going to be devastating, but it's going to be a hit. And so we really need people to be doing things voluntarily, of using less fertilizer, picking up litter in the lagoon, doing living shorelines. The voluntary activities are just extremely important right now. It's pretty exciting, and we hope we can make it happen.
To find out more about how you can help save the lagoon or to see a copy of the survey, go to helpthelagoon.org.